LeVac and Goss.
Hey, it's Harborside Hal, gentlemen.
How you doing today, Hal? It's good to hear from you, especially after my Raiders won and covered last night.
Oh, great. No, that's fantastic. I had that on the my weekly Gazette picks. I had the Raiders winning.
Look at that. All right, so I didn't know you were doing picks with the newspaper.
Yeah, I can proudly say I've won 2 weeks already.
Oh,
hey. I've taken it down twice, yeah.
They're going to kick you out if you keep it up.
Yeah. Well, at least get some monkey off my back. You know what I mean? I don't have to hear it from my bosses. Like, wait a second, you're a sportsbook manager. You can't win this thing. So I've done it twice. So that big monkey, you know what I mean? The monkey's off your back.
Wait a minute. That's going to be a thing. So Harborside Hal from Rivers Casino and Sportsbookers right now. Wouldn't they get mad if you give out too many winners? Because then all of a sudden people are going to start making money off you guys on your picks.
Well, yeah, if you're betting money lines, because this is purely straight up winners.
Okay. I got you.
All right, yeah. So Hal, the one thing I know I'm going to be tempted about, and it might be as soon as tonight, is that now we've got college basketball, we've got the NBA, we've got hockey, we've got college. This is a prime time for sports. How often, if at all, do people mix and match their parlays, and is that a good thing to do?
Yeah, I mean, I think they do it a good amount, and maybe, in my opinion, in general, they don't do it enough, because I think it's a very good thing, especially if you can cross it over. You know, what I call, I developed, you know, a long time ago, time manipulation, meaning you're betting tonight's, say it's Monday night, tonight's Monday night game with, you know, a Tuesday hockey game, say, right, and a Tuesday college basketball game. You know, if you have good insights into those sports, as long as you do, and you're able to extend it out with time manipulation a different day, or one game ends and you still got an hour or two to hedge if you want, that's a great way to go.
And that's better to do that at the kiosk rather than the window, right? Because you have a little bit more options to kind of see what your payout or does both work, I guess?
Well, yeah, really both work, you know, either or. Yeah.
Harborside Hal Wafer with us right now, 104.5 The Team over at Rivers Sportsbook Casino. Hal, I got an email that I can start putting my entire betting ticket together on my phone and then just walk up to the live window and they'll be able to scan it and I can do the whole thing right there in one shot.
Yeah, it's really awesome. It's called the Bet Builder. And if the folks come up to the live teller windows, we have a little card information pamphlet, or they can just go to the Rivers Casino website, to the sportsbook section, and go to the link with the URL to download the app. And what it basically does, it allows you to create a parlay ticket before you come in, so it'll save you time and get you through the line quicker, and you don't have to write things down in a flurry if you came into the book, because, you know, you can't be looking, you know, this stuff on your phone normally. And we just scan it at the counter, and you have to bring it to the counter, and it'll populate, produce a ticket for the folks. And just one thing, just so everybody knows, don't confuse this Bet Builder app. It allows you to create a parlay virtually, and then we scan it at the counter as mobile betting. One is as different as night and day, just so everybody knows that.
Yes.
It's not yet legal in the state of New York.
Thank you for clarifying that, because I know we would have gotten a lot of questions. You would have gotten a lot of questions on that. And I don't know how often this happens. I see those people sometimes at the kiosk are sitting down, shuffling around those notes you're talking about, and then they don't know which is which. I love this. I might start downloading this as soon as the show ends, or maybe during this interview. We'll see how it goes.
All right, so Hal, let's talk metrics. What do you got for us this weekend?
Okay, so a couple interesting games here. I'll give you, now we got the Jets and the Giants going, so I'll give everybody that info. Right now, the betting number on the game is the Giants -3 with a total of 44.5. Now, the interesting thing here, this game actually flipped the other side. It started as the New York Jets -1.5 and then went to the Giants -3. So that was a big opposite side move. Now, the metrics basically have this game sitting at a pick'em.
Wow.
And the metrics on the total have it at 42.5, but a field goal less than what the posted number is. Now, once again, like I've mentioned a few weeks, I thought you guys would find this very interesting. These couple games, marquee games, which are the Sunday night Minnesota-Dallas and then the Monday night Seattle-San Francisco, which the metrics really seem to like something in that San Fran Monday night Seattle game. But the Dallas game, It's going to be Dallas minus 3 with a total of 48. Now, the metrics have that game. You know, Dallas basically at a pickle. It has that game. And then the other one I was mentioning, the Monday night game, we have Seattle at San Francisco. The line is San Francisco minus 6.5 with a total betting total of 47. The metrics have San Francisco by a touchdown, which is a key number, so that's something to always consider. And the metrics have this at 47.5, a little bit higher. But there's other factors that the metrics really like, the total in this spot, so that's something to consider.
There it is, Harborside Hal Wafer with his metrics right now, 104.5 The Team.
Hal, let me toss one more at you, too. It's a college football game. Some would argue it's the biggest college football game of the regular season. 3:30 kickoff, LSU, Alabama. Are the metrics saying anything interesting about that game on Saturday evening?
I'm glad you asked, because I was hoping you guys were going to ask about that game, because we usually talk just pro. But, yeah, so the line in the game, Alabama minus 6 with a total of 62.5. Now, the metrics have Alabama by 9, and the metric total number is 64.5, slightly higher, basically a field goal. But then that number also, so the folks out there know, it came down from what the original betting total was. It started at 64, went down to 62.5, but I think that's a lot because of the Tua, the quarterback for Auburn, still being questionable a little bit, so or somewhat ginger, probably if he does play with his recent injury. So those are the metrics and the betting number on that and the rationale why that total came down.
Harborside Hal Wafer with us right now, talking a little sportsbook action with our man over at Rivers Casino and Sportsbook. So for somebody who hasn't really figured out the metric part of it right now, the metrics are implying that if you were going to take this game, you would take Bama.
Correct, and that's just on the pure number. It's at least a guide, crutch gauge to at least give the folks a foundation of, hey, is that number legit or not? But you also want to watch a lot of games continuously, other analysis or numbers information you may have may agree with it or not agree with it, however it may go, but at least gives you a solid starting foundation with the number purely on its own, and then with other analysis or factors, numbers, methods you use, you help it guide you in the right direction. At least you know what the real number should be.
And also to clarify one other thing, when you hear the term pick 'em, you might say, it's 50-50, coin flip, whatever it may be, but the Jets look like the play in that big New York matchup.
Yeah, so the metrics have that as a pick 'em, which means could go either way.
Right.
You know what I mean? Doesn't really side with one team or another. And like I just said prior, it's just kind of interesting that number went from Jets minus 1.5 to Giants minus 3. So it completely flipped the other way.
There he is, Harborside Hal Wafer. Goz will be hanging out with you on Sunday like he always does, 4:30 to 6:30, Hal. And we appreciate the help. And congrats on getting the Gazette pick right with my Raiders.
Oh, yeah. No, that's... No worries there. I always like doing that.
Hal, man, we appreciate you.
Oh, I appreciate you guys, too. Hey, to you guys and everyone else out there, have a great day. And as always, a better's tomorrow.